With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. This probably would not have happened if Nicolas Maduro was still running Venezuela. A big shipment of Venezuelan crude will soon be on its way to the United States.
President Trump says Venezuela will be providing 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. and pledges proceeds from its sale will be used to benefit the people of both Venezuela and the U.S. Sources tell AP the White House is organizing a meeting with U.S. oil company executives for Friday.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The president at yesterday's gathering of House Republicans applauded the U.S. military for the capture of Maduro. Mr. Trump also tells a GOP retreat that if Republicans fail to win the midterm elections, the Democrats' impeachment show will start all over again. This year could see prices at the pump tumble to their lowest level in 6 years.
That's according to a new analysis by Gas Buddy. The average price of gas around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon, down 13 cents from 2025. Gas Buddy is citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind this decline.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. China wants it, so does the United States. The White House is not ruling out a military takeover of strategically important Greenland.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president and his team are discussing a range of options and that utilizing the U.S. military is always an option. In a statement, she said Donald Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. Overseas, European leaders have announced their opposition to any U.S. takeover, saying Greenland belongs to its people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dow futures are up 46 points, and this is SRN News. California bans book bans.
While a growing number of states are removing adult material from the children's sections of their public and school libraries, California is going in the opposite direction. The state has enacted a law that prevents the removal of books that, quote, include sexual content solely because of age from its libraries, even if parents request it. Another new California law will force health insurance to cover in vitro fertilization for gay couples. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone tried to set fire to the home of a German anti-Semitism czar over the past weekend. Andreas Butner, whose job is to fight anti-Semitism in the state of Brandenburg, says a shed on his property was set ablaze while his family was at home. No one was injured and the fire was put out before it could spread. Butner said on social media, this attack represents a massive escalation directed against me personally and my family. This is SRN News. One of America's most infamous convicted spies has died.
Aldrich Ames was a 31-year-old CIA veteran when he admitted being paid $2.5 million by Moscow for U.S. secrets. The betrayal was blamed for the executions of Western agents working in the former Soviet Union and was a major setback to the CIA during the Cold War. On Monday, Ames, who was serving a life sentence for espionage and tax evasion, died at age 84 in a Maryland prison. Donna Warder, Washington.
Nick Reiner is due in court today for arraignment. The 32-year-old is to enter a plea to two charges of first-degree murder in the killing of his father, actor-director Rob Reiner, and his mother, photographer and producer Michelle Singer Reiner. His attorney has not indicated the plans of the defense, but nearly all defendants plead not guilty at this stage. More details at SRNnews.com.